on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
25 to 11, that's Sky Sports Radio. On The Pace, we've got a grand lineup today, headed by the best in the business, T. Greg Hayes. Morning, Hayes. Good to hear you, mate.
Good morning, Cozzy. Yeah, great to be back. A lot to talk about with the Bathurst Gold Crown Carnival coming to its crescendo on Saturday night, and we're going to be talking all things Bathurst this week. We'll catch up with Danny Dwyer, the big man out at Bathurst. He's the CEO out there. We'll speak with him first up. Barrier draws conducted for all of the big races yesterday, so we'll speak with Danny about that first. Also this morning, we'll speak with Steve Turnbull. He hasn't won, hard to believe, well, I think we speak about it every year, he hasn't won a gold crown. Up until a few years ago, he hadn't won a gold crown or a gold tiara. Pixie's Parlour broke that run of outs for him when she won the gold tiara back in 2015. And he still hasn't won a gold crown. Smooth Cash is going to try and give him his first gold crown. But there's a pretty smart two-year-old boy there called College Chapel. And we'll talk to Bernie Hewitt about College Chapel as well, his trainer. So Steve Turnbull and Bernie Hewitt are going to join me on the show today. And I also want to have a chat to Mick Stanley. Now, he's one trainer who's got a representative in both the crown and the tiara. He's got Soho Thunderstruck in the crown. He's got Desirable Stride in the tiara. And we're also going to have a chat to Mick about Soho Tribeca, who went round in the Melton Plate. Mick was at Bathurst on Saturday night, and he obviously wasn't at Melton. But Soho Tribeca went round as a short prize favourite, set outside Shadow Sax. And Shadow Sax was driven a really good race by Chris Alford, and Shadow Sax kicked away coming to the turn and then raced away. Soho Tribeca didn't place. So want to have a chat to Mick about what the plans are with Soho Tribeca going forward. But they're going to be our guests on the show. But Danny Dwyer is the man who's in charge at Bathurst, and it's a very busy time for Danny. So we do thank him for joining us this morning on The Pace. Morning to you, Danny.
Morning, Greg. How are you this morning?
Mate, really, really well. I know you'd be a very busy man. How's things going this year with the Bathurst Carnival?
Yeah, very happy with everything's been going, Greg. We had very good heats on Friday and Saturday night with the tiara and crown, and certainly again on Monday afternoon with the gold chalice and gold bracelets heat. So it's all looking good, and really looking forward to the two big Group 1 finals on Saturday night.
It's amazing. I was having a look. I was doing all the times and everything like that, and they just keep getting faster and faster. And obviously the move from the showgrounds to your new home there has helped, and the track's obviously settled in over the 3 or 4 years. But to think that the babies College Chapel was absolutely brilliant the other night, Saturday night, going or breaking 155. But to think that the two-year-olds can go sub 155 now is just unbelievable.
Yeah, certainly is. And as you said, the move from the showground, I think it's been one of the best for the club, with the opportunity now that we can showcase the very best two-year-olds on offer at the time. And these sort of horses mightn't have gone as quick at the showground. They mightn't have even started on the old showground track, Greg, you never know. But you get the opportunity now on the big 1,000-metre track to see the best two-year-olds. And as you said, College Chapel's coming into the final on Saturday night in a pretty rich vein of form, and on paper looks the one to beat.
And trainers, and more importantly, owners, big owners, aren't afraid to send their babies there. Babies that they've spent a lot of money, not only breeding, but also buying at sales, they're not afraid now to send those beautifully bred youngsters to a series like Bathurst to say, let's try and get some money, but also some important black type to their, you know, to their well-bred and well, you know, very expensive yearlings now, two-year-olds, to make them more valuable.
Yeah, that's right. And just to think, this series in particular, Greg's had a lot of expensive yearlings that were purchased, and certainly, you know, the Gold Crown being one of the first two-year-old races on offer, I think we're picking up those two-year-olds now that have gone through the sale, bought the big money, and as you said, the owners have earmarked the Bathurst Gold Crown as one of the first major two-year-old races on the calendar that they should be competing in, and we're pretty confident that should continue to over the next few years.
Mate, can we trouble you for the barrier draws?
Sure, no problem at all. Run through, which one do you want to do, Greg?
Let's do the Gold Crown.
Gold Crown. So number one is Tactical Response. Number two, Our Uncle Jim. He is the second reserve. Barrier three, Better Sport, first reserve. Number four, Animal. Number five, About Time. Number six, College Champ. Number seven, Soho Thunderstruck. Number eight, Hit the Track. That's the front line. And the second row, nine, First String. 10, Uncle George. 11, Tsunami Charlie. And 12, Smooth Cash.
All right, so College Chapel looks like he's going to be extremely hard to beat from that very good draw for Bernie Hewitt. So the local champ looks as though he's going to get a good chance to win that one.
Yeah, certainly he's proven in his races so far. He's not really one dimensional. He's had in the Death and won the Sapling Stakes at Menangle and won a sub 153. The only interesting thing I think coming out of the barrier draw, Greg, is probably the two horses, Animal and About Time, that have gone inside him are the ones most likely to go forward as well. So it's just going to be interesting to see where College Chapel ends up in the run, and certainly he'll be, even if he has to sit park, he's still going to be very hard to beat.
Did Nathan Jack make any indication on which one he would drive of About Time and Animal at the draw?
No, not last night. Okay. He didn't sort of give any indication which one he would drive.
All right. What about the Phillies draw?
Yeah, Phillies draw. Desirable Stride is drawn one. Two, Supersonic Rainbow. Three, Hammer Time Harley. Four, Ali Rogan. Five, No Win, No Feed. Six, Rolling with Holly is the first reserve. Seven, Glen Letty Babe. And then eight, Major Kiss ends up the front line. Second row is nine, Our Ultimate Julie. 10, Miss Halfpenny. 11, Right About Jess, which is outside draw. And 12, Brooklyn's Best, which is right outside draw. It's the second emergence.
It's interesting. I don't know whether I haven't done too much looking through Twitter or Facebook for this, but I was looking through all the horses yesterday, and I found this little cracker. Major Kiss, she obviously won a heat of the Tiara last Friday. Her mum, Kiss Kenny, she won a gold Tiara heat back in 2013. She finished fourth in the final. Kiss Kenny's mum, Lombo Powwow, won a heat of the Tiara back in 2005 and finished second in the final behind Boa Vista Lombo. So the mum, or the daughter, the mum and the grandmum, they all won heats of the Tiara. So, it's amazing. And Major Kiss, unfortunately, has drawn barrier eight. But she was pretty impressive running a sub-56 second half home. But good luck to Dave Kennedy, who, of course, has had success at the Gold Crown Carnival previously with Wairubla going back a few years now.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. You know, said, certainly had some success there as well. And as you say, with Major Kiss, it was very impressive in its heat. It's a shame it's drawn barrier eight. It's probably the worst of the draws, but it looks like Desirable Strike from barrier one is just holds the key to the race there, I think.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, good luck. I know you won't get too much sleep over the next few days, and we might catch up with you again next Tuesday to have a bit of a debrief.
Yep, no problem at all, Greg. Thank you very much, mate.
Talk to you then. There he is, Danny Dwyer, the CEO out there at Bathurst, does a fantastic job, and the barrier draws will make the race all the more important, and they've probably made, unfortunately for most of the rival trainers, College Chapel. Although in saying that, it has made the Nathan Jack pair, it's brought them into play a little bit. It's made a few of the rivals. I did think that Smooth Cash was going to be one of the major players, but unfortunately for Steve Turnbull, and I spoke with him yesterday before the draw, and I said, do you think you can win? He said, oh, we need the draw. And unfortunately, the draw hasn't helped at all. He's drawn very poorly. He is tough, Smooth Cash, but he's going to have to be Superman to get into into the race from the draw. Steve Turnbull's joining us online. Morning, Steve. It wasn't good at the barrier draw last night.
No, it wasn't good. It was pretty sad.
The horse was very tough in his heat on Saturday night. He's going to even have to be tougher again this week.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, but I didn't think we'd ever beat Bernie anyhow, but this isn't going to help the cause at all.
He's is he tougher than he is fast, or has he got a bit of both?
He seems to have a bit of speed as well. He's always been a bit tough, but I think the speed's coming to him a bit. That young, on his first start, they really went down that top turn really quick, and I was real happy for the way he sprinted that night.
And then in the heat the other night, you weren't afraid to send him forward and put him into the race. So you've obviously got a bit of a opinion of his bottom. You're happy to send him forward and put him into the race when you need to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm not frightened to use him if I have to. At the trials, he showed me a bit of gate speed too. But from behind, he was just letting them all in and poking along pretty steady there early. And then when they slowed up, I just took off.
So after Saturday night, what else is he eligible for? Do you know?
Oh, it's probably the challenge, and I think he's in the crown as well, the Breeders' Crown. So we'll probably just freshen him up a bit and poke along with him while it's not knocking him about.
I tell you, it was really impressive the other night. It was Joe Star of Mayor, obviously massive drop back in grade from the Chariots of Fire, but the time that they went, and he had to go from start to finish because the speed was on the whole way and he was forced to go to the chair, but gee, he was really, really good on Saturday night.
Yeah, we give him that run for just before that Chariots, and he went nice, and the Chariots was a bit strong for him. Then we thought, oh, we'll just freshen him up a bit after that because that was his first run back. And then he'd been working really well, so we were hoping for a bold challenge, and he did. He went really well.
There's going to be a few nice, easy kills for him before he gets up in grade too, because he's only lightly assessed at the moment.
Yeah, I think he's only a C2 or something like that. So, yeah, that's looking good.
And what about Atomic Red? What are the plans with him going forward?
Yeah, probably looking at the carousel heats.
Okay.
Because I freshened him up. He had those gut busters all together, and we freshened him up after that. And it's a bit hard to get a guide on how he's going because he's not a real brilliant track worker.
Yeah.
But he seems to be on par, and then I'll give him a light trial last week, and everything seems sweet with him.
Are you thinking in a Dominion, or is that a bit early?
Oh, that's a bit early, yes, but we'll see how we go for the other one. But that sort of series should suit him because he can back up and he's pretty tough.
So what are you thinking, Inter Dominion, say, in 18 months' time then? Is that the sort of... Is that what you're thinking? Because, like, obviously, you know, you gave him a chance to qualify for a Miracle Mile. Like, you don't think that he's too far away.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's hard to get a guide on him because he's a reasonably ordinary track worker. Mm. You put him in front and keep him going, he's good as gold, but from behind, he just don't worry about too much. And it's hard to judge what to do with him because every race is probably a gut bust because he just gets up and grinds and grinds and grinds away.
And
he's only a little light fella, so you don't know how much that sort of stuff he can cop, but... That night he won when he sat in the death all the way, that was just unbelievable. We couldn't believe it that he ran that sort of time and sitting in the death.
Mm. All right, mate. Well, good luck on Saturday night. It's not over till it's over, so you're in the race and good luck.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Steve Turnbull, trying to win his first gold crown. Bernie Hewitt, we'll catch up with him in just a moment. And a really good story with the owners of College Chapel. John Coffey has, this press release came out from the Bathurst Harness Racing Club about a week ago, and it was on College Chapel, and it's been published in a few places, but John Coffey from Alabar wrote a story about Gary and Margaret Meredith, and it's how they got to meet one another. Margaret Meredith, Gary and Margaret own College Chapel, and Margaret comes from Gulgong. She's lived in Gulgong her whole life. Gary, he grew up in Campbelltown, he went to school and used to spend time at Warwick Farm mucking out boxes for a thoroughbred trainer, and then they ended up running a supermarket. They bought a country supermarket and they gave away horses, and then they ended up going to a sale, a harness sale, and they purchased two horses, and they were All Night Kiss and All Night Raid, and they won $150,000 between them. And then they went and bought Mel Joy from the trading ring on the internet site, and that happens to be the mother of College Chapel. So it's just a really good story that John Coffey's been put out. They lost the first foal out of Mel Joy, and now they've got College Chapel, and they've named College Chapel after a thoroughbred horse that raced in England. They're hoping that this College Chapel, this pacing College Chapel, can be something very special. And he looks it. He's already won the Sapling, and he's trying to win the Gold Crown. And Bernie Hewitt's joining us on the program. Morning, Bernie.
How are you, Greg?
Really well, mate. The barrier draw's been pretty kind, although there are a couple of nice horses drawn near you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy with the draw, and obviously any horse that gets through to the final, you know, you got to take very seriously. So there's two or three there drawn inside him that all go quite good, and some outside him as well. So, you know, they're all there to win the race.
Mate, 154.6 in his heat on Saturday night. My Sweet Chili Filly went 154.7 as a filly, winning last year the Tiara, but those times, they're supersonic for two-year-olds on any track. That's hard to believe. And comparing that to the times they went on Saturday night, the other boys, a lot faster, he's going to be pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, he certainly can. He can put a bit of time up. There's no doubt about that. And he seems to do it pretty easy too. You know, going back to his win in the Sapling Stakes, he posted time there that surprised me even, and the way he did it. You know, he worked across from a wide gate and sat outside them, and you know, he always felt like he was jogging. So he certainly got that speed and the toughness to go with it. So everything's going, you know, pretty good.
I was just saying that I'd read a story that John Coffey had put out about Gary and Margaret Meredith. Really nice story, and the fact that they bought Mel Joy and they lost the first one, the first foal out of Mel Joy, unfortunately in a stable accident, and then obviously this one's come along and College Chapel, and it's giving them great joy. But the fact that they got All Night Kiss and All Night Raid, they bought a couple of yearlings early on, and they obviously had success with you and Royal Story as well. So they've had some success, and it's encouraged them to continue on. So they must be obviously great people to have in the stable, but they're great for harness racing.
Yeah, for sure. And you get new people coming into the game like that, and just come out of the blue. That first sale, they went to at Bathurst, and and asked me to train the horses. That was a bit of a surprise, and everything's just gone, you know, pretty well according to plan. But they had another really nice colt in between those horses called All Night Story, and he actually qualified for the Gold Crown as well. And unfortunately, when he went home for a spell, he went over a fence in a storm and broke his neck. So that was very shattering for all concerned, and because he looked like he was something special. I think he sat outside Charleville that heat night and run second, and death seated, and then he just went down. So he had a lot of ability as well. And, you know, there were some tough times there in between the good ones. So, you know, when it all looked too much, when things were going wrong, but at the moment, it's all on the up, so let's hope it keeps that way.
So, mate, did they just come up to you at the sale? Is that how the partnership started between you and the Merediths?
Gary had bought All Night Raid. He only paid $2,000 for him. He was a little cheap. He just wanted to get back in the game and play around with one himself and break it in and so forth. And Marg got her eye on All Night
Kiss.
Kiss, yep. And fell in love with her, so they ended up purchasing two horses on the day. And then when they had the two, I think Gary sort of thought, well, you know, I was going to break this little cheapie in and muck around with him, and they paid a bit more for the other one. So all of a sudden he thought, no, I'm not going to do this. So he decided that he needed a trainer, and Dennis Howe, who was the vendor of All Night Kiss, come and saw me, and he said, these people bought this filly and they're looking for a trainer. He said, so I might, if you're interested, I might match you up. So I said, yeah, no worries. So he went and had a chat to him, and yeah, we had a meeting outside the barn there at Bathurst and over a cuppa, and decided we'd go that way. And Gary said, well, you might as well break the other little cheapie in as well. So we ended up doing both, and they both made the Gold Crown final that year, Gold Crown and Gold Tiara final, yeah.
So
it's a good story. I think All Night Raid, a $2,000 purchase. I think he won his first three races, actually.
Mate, great story. And then obviously Royal story, another one of theirs, you know, got you that first Group 1. The fact that you've now won that Group 1, does that take a little bit of pressure off going into Saturday night with the favourite for the Gold Crown?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's always an aim of any trainer to win a Group 1. And, you know, I'd sort of been around about there for years and years, and I think I've run 3 seconds in the Gold Crown. And it gets a bit frustrating after a while when you can't knock one off. So it was great to get that first one. So, yeah, certainly, you know, it opens the door now, hopefully.
Yeah, well, mate, look, he was super impressive on Saturday night. He was clearly the fastest last half, and he was the fastest first half as well. Obviously, the fastest overall time. So he's going to take some beating. It's a great story with the Merediths as well. We wish you all the best of luck.
No worries. Thanks, Greg.
And there he is, Bernie Hewitt, the trainer of the favourite for the Gold Crown on Saturday night, College Chapel. We'll have a chat to Mick Stanley in just a moment, who has got a runner in both. He has got Soho Thunderstruck, who will go around in the Crown. He's got Desirable Stride, who has drawn exceptionally well in the Tiara. And, of course, he is the trainer of Soho Tribeca. Mick Stanley has probably got one of the toughest jobs in harness racing at the moment. He is training for a couple of the major owners in harness racing. He trains for Rob Watson, and he's also training for Emilio Rosati. And obviously, that comes with some pressures. Obviously, you get some beautifully bred stock and you train some great horses, but obviously that would come with some pressure because training for guys like that, they expect results, and you are working with great horses and racing in top races, so that does come, as I mentioned, with pressure. But Mick Stanley joining me on the show to have a chat about his two-year-olds, Soho Thunderstruck and Desirable Stride. Good morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, good morning, Hazy. How are you, mate?
Mate, really well. Soho Thunderstruck, he 28.9, 27.8. He blistered home his last 800 metres, and he broke through for his first victory. You must have been happy with that performance on Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely. Very happy. Very happy, mate. He's a horse that showed us quite a deal of... just pretty happy with himself in a minute, actually. Showed quite a bit of promise, you know, early on. And although he hadn't broken through in his first couple of starts, he hit the line very well in all those and showed us that he wasn't sort of far off the mark.
He hasn't drawn the best on Saturday night in the final. He's drawn wide. That's got to be a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, it is. But in saying that, I think the way that draws have fallen, you know, we've got about time an animal drawn inside College Chapel as well. So, you know, I expect that there could be quite a deal of speed on the alley. And, you know, it might not be the worst, but, yeah, we're in there and we've got a chance all the same.
What about Desirable Stride? Now, she's drawn perfectly.
Yeah, she has. She's a really nice filly and, you know, I'd expect that she'll be right amongst the finish. We got crossed in the heat from the same draw, but I've had the experience of the track and drawn one, and I'm sure we can get her off the gate a lot quicker this time. And if we can do that and hold the lead, she'll be really hard to beat.
Who do you think the main danger is in the Tiara?
Look, there's quite a few. I was impressed with quite a few fillies. Tim Butt's filly done a really good job. Fitzpatrick's filly that sat outside her, like they ran really good sectionals also. Dennis Ticker's filly looks a nice filly, so it's not going to be easy, but we've got the draw on our side and hopefully we can make them chase us.
Mate, was it a tough decision on Saturday night to be at Bathurst with Soho Thunderstruck when you had Soho Tribeca racing at Melton?
If I was driving Soho Tribeca, it would have been tougher. look, I'm really lucky. I've got great support back home. My wife, Jen, she's just as part of the training team is what I am. So it makes it easier, you know, when I have to go away that I know things are going to be spot on at home. So, no, it wasn't that tough at all.
And what did you make of the performance on Saturday night of Tribeca?
Obviously he was disappointing, but, you know, you go back through all his runs that he's had for our stable. He hasn't been afforded an easy run, and maybe we went to the well one too many times after, you know, four extremely tough races. So, probably a bit disappointing. He may have come to the end of his prep and, he'll go for a break now, and I'm sure that he'll come back better for his the last 12 months.
So does that mean he spells on this side of the country? Will he spell with you?
Yeah, he will. He will. Obviously, a lot of the feature races are on the eastern states here now. So he'll stay here, and we'll get him ready, and hopefully we can return to Menangle and have a crack at the Winsmith Mile.
All right, so that'll be the first sort of major race that you'll aim at, first race back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, mate. Well, good luck on Saturday night, and we look forward to catching up with you up there.
Beauty. Thanks, Hazy.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Stanley, thanks. Who's got a couple of runners in on Saturday night with Soho Thunderstruck and Desirable Stride in the Group 1s. Cozzy, that wraps up another On The Pace, and I will be back again on next Tuesday. Tonight on In The Gig, we will have Mick Stanley. He's going to join us on the show to have a chat about those horses we spoke about. And we've also got a special on Grant Fuller. Grant is a guy who trains out at Menangle. He's got about 10 or 12 horses out there. He's got a horse called Better Than Max, who's been racing extremely well. Good story with Grant. He was a fireman. He left the fire brigade. Started up his own business. Everything was going gangbusters. His business is going really well. He decided to own a few horses. Then all of a sudden, his son got brain cancer, his world fell apart. His son passed away. He didn't know how he was going to cope. He decided he was going to come back and start training horses just try and move on with life. Mm. And all of a sudden, the horses have helped him with his recovery. And so it's a really nice story. So that's on In The Gig tonight from 6 o'clock on Sky Racing 2.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Yep.
All right. Good on you, Hazy.
Thanks,
Cozzy. Good to talk to you, mate.
Thanks,
see
mate.
Ya.